Welcome to the Edge of the Headlights podcast. Marty, quit messing with your earmuffs, Marty. Earmuffs.
Oh, you sound like an idiot. Oh, wait.
Wait, we're recording. Thanks, Marty. People aren't supposed to know I sound like an idiot. Well, they haven't figured that out yet. Right. They haven't listened to it.
At this point, you know, if you're in this far, yeah, you haven't figured it out, you're probably in good hands because you're bigger idiots than we are.
Well, you know what I think is a big idiot thing? I'm like, back in my day, back in the Stone Age, we never closed school unless it was like serious weather or it was summer.
Right.
So explain to me why we closed a whole bunch of schools for this God-blessed solar eclipse.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I got a list here of all the schools that are closing when it goes on. Texas. Texas is the only one that doesn't have more than 42.
Jesus.
Hundreds of schools are set to close for over safety fears during the solar eclipse next month. Well, this month. Is it right? Is it this month? I don't know why these schools are closing. We'll plunge several states into darkness. The moon will appear to cover the entire surface of the sun during the early afternoon of Monday, April 8th. So it is next month. The path of totality will begin in Mexico and will then extend across vast swaths of the United States, which will fall into complete shadow. It comes just months after Americans witnessed a ring of fire eclipse in October last year. Remember how we talked about that? Yep. Millions of stargazers will witness a solar spectacle next month. Astronomers, fans living elsewhere in the U.S. are expected to flock to the states sitting in the path of the eclipse. Then they go on to say, like they're worried about distracted drivers, but why are they closing so many damn schools? Texas has several counties have already issued disaster declarations in advance, with Texans warned to stock up on food and gas as visitors head into the state. And multiple schools will close because of safety concerns for students. The Hays County School District is among those closing its schools for the day, despite previously planning to mark the day with students and issuing special viewing glasses that allow them to safely watch the eclipse. But safety concerns sparked a rethink, and glasses will now be given to pupils to take home, where they'll be asked to work on fun activities and assignments for the eclipse day.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Indiana is closing 42 schools. Ohio, 97 schools. New York, dozens of schools across central western New York, which are directly in the totality path, will close or finish early. Megan Piper, public information officer of Liverpool School District in central New York, told Channel 9 News that the district will be closed April 8th due to the fears about student safety getting home whilst contending with crowds and a heavy buildup of traffic. Plans for a half day were scrapped in favor of total closure, she said. School districts in other regions of the country have experienced total eclipses like this and have encountered those issues, and the district decided to make the switch, Pepper said. Pennsylvania is closing 12 schools.
What the hell?
Vermont, 17. And Maine is only closing the school districts, two school districts. Same BS, they're saying. Oh, we're expecting a lot of visitors. I don't understand any of this. And they wonder why our education is falling behind. This is a perfect example. Right. You give them the glasses, you make it a science day, people.
Yep. Say, hey, no, we did that.
Yeah.
Where we had one, I remember when I was in grade school, like, oh, I got to make these special things.
And you make
it. And when it was happening, you went outside and everybody's looking at, ooh, because it's not like it lasts, you know, fucking 14 hours of darkness coming across the land.
It's like 4 minutes if you're lucky.
Right.
It's like, from beginning to end.
Fucking serious? Jesus.
But it's like they stock up on food and gas. Texas, I think you're going to blow this about out of proportion because.
Well, or are they? Is there something else going on? Yeah, that's my question.
We always say that.
I mean, that's the real question. It's like, is there something else that they're preparing their people for?
Maybe it's the whole, maybe it's like with Kate Middleton and her body double that showed up yesterday in the news. That's a terrible body double.
I don't know. I don't pay any attention.
Because I'm like, Kate Middleton's got some figure on her. His body double looked like the microphone stand.
Sexy.
What? What is wrong with you? But it still blows my mind that they're closing all these schools for a whole day.
Makes no sense. 5 minute event that it isn't going to. You know what I mean?
Well, maybe it's not. Maybe it's going to. Maybe like I said, it makes me wonder. Remember what I said my theory was, since it crosses over the same area twice? Maybe they know something. Like, we're bringing forth demons and that. You just stay home and think about making
right.
it.
Work on this. Work on this science project. Yeah, no, that just fucking boggles my mind. Like, it just, even with all the visitors, not like they're all going to be hanging out downtown in these cities. They're going to be out in other places. Yeah. It just doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Wide open spaces away from everybody.
Right.
Parked alongside the road and nowhere inside town near a building.
I don't understand their reasoning. It just doesn't make any fucking common sense to me. You know, it just makes no common sense whatsoever.
No, it doesn't. I think your cat just molested me. Yep, she did. Chungus got me.
Hey there, big Chungus. What's up there, Chunky Cheese? You behemoth. Hi, buddy.
Nope. So let's go talk about something else. Let's talk about scientists. You know how much I like talking about scientists. This is actually something cool. I think they found this is actually really interesting. Scientists in Canada have discovered what they believe to be a whole new type of orca.
Oh, shit.
And these ones like hunting other whales.
Hmm. Interesting.
Researchers based at the University of British Columbia identified the group of a new group as a new population after watching them hunt the likes of a sperm whale in the open ocean off the west coast of the U.S. The pack of 49 killer whales couldn't be matched with any known animal through photos or descriptions, leading the UBC team to carefully consider their status. It is pretty unique to find a new population, Professor Dr. Andrew Trites, who co-authored a study to find, said in a statement. It takes a long time to gather photos and observations to recognize that there's something different about these killer whales. Based on their analysis, Professor Trites and his colleagues posted that the group could belong to a subpopulation of transient killer whales or a unique oceanic population found in the waters off the coast of California and Oregon. Three ecotypes of orca are already known to be living along the stretch of the coastline. They're referred to as resident, transient, and offshores. Transients are also known as Biggs killer whale, a genetically and culturally distinct population of orca within the Pacific Northwest, which prey exclusively on marine mammals. The Orca Conservancy, well, they beam marine mammals like seals. The Orca Conservancy noted on its website. The name transient was coined by killer whale researcher Michael Biggs, who observed their behavior as transient or more nomadic. The mysterious pack of 49 had previously been spotted in the UBC's new paper features observation evidence gathered from 9 encounters with them, recorded between 1997 and 2021, which is enough to form a solid hypothesis, the researcher said. The open ocean is the largest habitat on our planet. The observation of a killer whale in this high sea areas are rare, co-author Josh McGinnis, a master's student at UBC, said. Beginning to get a sense of the killer whales' movements in the open ocean, how their ecology and behavior differ from populations inhabiting coastal areas. Recalling one of the first encounters researchers had with the pod of these killer whales, McGinnis noted that they took on a herd of 9 adult female sperm whales, eventually making off with one. It is the first time killer whales have been reported to attack sperm whales on the West Coast, he said. Other encounters include attack on a pygmy sperm whale, predation on a northern elephant seal and Risso's dolphin, and what appears to be a post-meal lull after scavenging a leatherback turtle. There's also physical clues that this group represents something unique. Almost all orcas have scars with bite marks of the cookie-cutter shark, a small cigar-shaped species of shark that lives in the open ocean. These marks lead the team to deduce that the new population must primarily inhabit deep waters far from land. The orca also shows bodily difference from the 3 main ecotypes, most notably on and around their fins. While the size and the shape of the dorsal fin and saddle patch, the gray or white area by the fins, are similar to transient and offshore ecotypes, the shape of their fins varied from pointed like transients to rounded like offshore killer whales, McGinnis explained. Their saddle patch pattern also differed, with some having large, uniformly gray saddle patches and others having smooth, narrow saddle patches, similar to those seen in killer whales in tropical regions. The researchers hope to document more sightings of the mysterious pack and learn more about them, for example, by gathering data on the orca's calls and genetic information from DNA samples. This will help further help the investigation of how these killer whales may differ or not already documented or not, but from already documented populations. Just to put this into context, folks, an adult killer whale weighs 13,300 pounds, 7 tons. Right. Let's get that. An adult sperm whale weighs between 32 and 42 tons.
Yeah. They're massive. They are. I think they are the biggest whittles that we know of.
I thought the blue whale was bigger.
It might be, but not by much.
Yeah. They're the second. Big. They're the top two.
Yeah, you know they're a massive.
I bet it's probably that same group from the Mediterranean that was attacking boats.
Well, see, that's my thought is you've got clear markers of other types of orca in there. You know what I mean?
Like several different, like two different types at least.
It seems like this is like, hey, you sick of that bullshit? Come join us, man. We're gonna start a Mad Max game. We're gonna swim around the ocean, kicking the shit out of those big whales. Look at those bastards. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, it'd be cool to get some genetics on those to see exactly what the hell they have going on there.
Oh, you're going to be the guy who goes, hey.
Oh, yeah, no. Fuck no.
They attack sperm whales. You and your little dinghy boat look like a party snack. I don't want to go near
any orcas. They're fucking predators. Cut out the black and white. Oh,
Free Willy was not a realistic movie. They're predators.
No, man, they are vicious sons of bitches.
They got videos of them. I've seen a cool video where it shows a moose swimming in Washington, and it's swimming across this inlet to get to the other side.
Yep.
And way in the distance, like, oh, is that a whale? All of a sudden, the moose goes whoop, and it's gone.
Oh, yeah. Just gone. And, I mean, that's impressive anyways, because
mooses are huge.
Mooses are large.
Yes. No, but I think...
crazy.
But... Again, I'm noticing the news through the news cycle lately in the last couple of years. Whales have been assholes lately. That's been a big thing in the news.
Yeah.
Like the Mediterranean ones where they attack boats, they say, oh, it's just learned behavior from somebody who got hit by it. Well, okay, if it's learned behavior, I don't understand. I understand it's learned behavior, but I'm just saying, what learned behavior did they learn to attack something almost three times their size?
Right. I don't know. Here's
or is that a sign that the population of what they normally eat in the ocean is declining?
Well, yeah. I mean, orcas, we know, it pass things down generation to generation. There are certain areas where only these orcas do these certain things.
Yep.
Because, hey, we found this works. And they just pass it down to the next generation and like herding them up onto the beach.
Yep.
They'll herd seals up there and then one will go up actually... beach itself,
yep.
Grab the thing, toss it back out, and then plomp, plomp, plomp his way back into the water. And it's been pretty effective for them, so they just keep teaching the next ones, this is what you do. Just herd them out.
It's your day to go up on beach, beat yourself.
Yep, yeah. Well, it's no different hunting pattern than we used to do here, where we would herd buffalo off the end of a cliff. It's like, well, once they're down there, we don't have to really fight with them. Yeah. We just go down and clean up what we need and take off.
Pretty much.
Same kind of mentalities. Instead of into the water, you're putting them up onto land where they're at a disadvantage and then tear the hell out of them.
Since you mentioned Mad Max, it made me think of maybe they are going to be the new intelligent species. Maybe it's not going to be octopi. It's going to be whales. We're going to be ruled from the ocean by these whales.
No, they're fighting for supremacy with the octopus. But there's been a lot of whale stuff where it's a little more aggressive. Now, we expect it out of dolphins and porpoises.
Yeah, because they're assholes.
Anybody that knows, they're dicks. They're drug addict dicks. Yeah, they're a-holes.
Mm-hmm.
Despite look, it's a dolphin. It's so cute. No, they're dickheads. They bully other things, including other porpoises. They
get stoned as
shit. And they just, they do whatever they feel like. It's like, oh, we're cute and happy. Slap them. Okay. that's just what they do. There's a lot of marine creatures we're finding anymore just do asshole things.
Yeah.
Like, there's octopus now that would just, like, punch fish for no fucking reason. They're not hunting them. They'll be coming by, and they'll just, like, fucking whap them in the head. And the fish just takes off. And they're not hunting it. They're just, I'm going to slap that thing. Like, goddamn, dude.
You're in my space, man. Personal space.
Yeah. Oh, look at him. He's coming over here. Bam! Beat it, Finn boy. Like, what the hell? Water animals are dicks. That's what I'm learning.
Yeah, I'm learning that too from all this research lately.
Ridiculous.
Well, we're going to find out. We're going to talk tonight about, I'm going to say this wrong a lot. I'm going to probably end up saying gnome a lot. Right. But we're going to talk about NEOM, the futuristic multipurpose mega development in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as the line.
Well, that's part. Yeah, that's the main city part.
It's the line. The line is the whole.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start off. basically, like about 2000, I'd say like a couple years ago, they mentioned this line project made podcast waves, but now it's coming back in.
Well, now I think officially they first put out the first their talking points on wanting to do this in like 2017.
Yeah.
And nobody really paid too much attention.
Yeah, then 2021, it says it was actually formally announced in 2021.
They started putting out regular ideas.
Yeah. Basically, the line made is a 170 kilometer long street city.
Yeah.
With 500 meter tall walls.
there's a whole lot of crazy.
There's a lot of fuckery, I think, could easily happen in here.
Yeah, well, I think their main plan, from what I saw, was like, what was it, 10,232 square miles is the plan for everything that they're putting in here, which is a lot of fucking miles if you really start. Like, that is square miles.
Well, I'm going to read a little bit off here about what they put out in their press release. The Saudi government is keen to create a similarly liberal utopia that will attract the global elite and, more importantly, their investment money.
Yeah.
Bankrolling the $500 billion mega project is no mean feat. Around half of the $320 billion required for the first phase of the project, scheduled for completion in 2030, is being provided by Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund. Essentially, this money the nation has earned from fossil fuel exports. The remainder of the funding is expected to come from NEOM's initial public offering of IPOs, which has been planned for later this year, which would be this year, as well as via other sovereign wealth funding in Middle East and overseas investors. Some of the world's leading architectural students are working on the urban development, including the UK's Zaha Hadid architect, Denmark's Beg, and U.S. heavyweight Morpheus. Morphosis. There we go. Engineering titans Parsons and Atkins also signed up top Hollywood art directors, including the Guardian of the Galaxy's designer Oliver Prahn and the Dark Knight's Nathan Crawley have even been called up upon to create wow factor renders. NEOM will comprise of 10 regions covering an incredible 10,000 square miles in the northwestern Saudi Arabia Tubac province, which borders on the Red Sea and the Gulf of Quava. The size is around the size of Albania and almost as large as Belgium. The own proposed region includes an island beach destination, mountain ski resort, floating industrial port, ultra-luxury upside-down skyscraper. Yep. The line, a mere linear city that's arguably the most ambitious, not to mention most expensive part of the project. Powered entirely by renewable energies, according to marketing blurb. All regions reportedly focused on conservation and sustainability. Yeah, I think we can afford an apartment there, can't we, Marty?
Yeah, no, it'll be no problem. Yeah. I mean, I already put a deposit down for us.
You did?
It opens.
Sweet.
Yeah. No, we should
be good. Can I crash on your couch?
My floating couch?
Yeah. Your floating anti-gravity couch?
Yep.
So, yeah. This is what happens when you have way too much money.
Right. and there is a lot of ambitious ideas that are being thrown out in this. Now, granted, most of this is not even anything done yet, but there is a lot of grandiose plans, and I think the earliest announcements of this, a lot of people threw it out, because every so often you do get a Saudi prince whose grasp on reality is pretty tenuous at best, and they kind of have massive egos because they're surrounded by nothing but yes men who are like, oh, that's a great idea, Prince. That's a great. And that's what a lot of people took this as, was him coming out with all these grandiose ideas, talking shit.
Yep.
Well, now there's like a lot more investor names that are actually getting tied into this.
Yeah.
So it's becoming much more a tangible idea.
First of all, let's go, like you're talking about, egotistical.
Yeah.
That's what the name NEOM means.
Yeah.
It means new future. The first three letters of the ancient Greek alphabet, Greek prefix Neo, while letter M stands for Mustaqbal, an Arabic word for future. Another added bonus is also the first letter of the crown prince's first name.
Yes. Yeah.
It's also billed as a playground for world jet sets. A seahorse-shaped artificial Red Sea island is the handiwork of Hyperlux Italian Yachting. That's a fucking word and a half. Hyperlux Italian Yachting Design Studio, Luca Dini Designs and Architect. So they already got a seahorse.
Right. It just... It's one of the... Such a weird concept. Because I know they say stuff like, oh, this is for everybody to come and work and blah, blah, blah. But yeah.
You better clarify. Everybody come and work. Can't live here.
Oh, yeah. No.
You're going to live in the slums just outside the walls. For
people that are there coming there to work. And they have already specified that there is going to be, I mean, everybody is equal here.
Except, if you have $1 billion.
Except, you know, the people who have our special club. Because the golf course that they're making is going to be only available to those who are members of the special club when you live here.
It's not going to be an elitist playground. Come on. They're not doing a giant version of Jeffrey Epstein's Island. Right. No, never.
Even a lot of the stuff that they're putting through there, they're looking at wanting to do this apartment, deluxe condo apartment complex. And it's literally going to be built into the side of a giant hanging rock. So all of these are hanging off the side of this rock. The concept art of it and a lot of this stuff is really cool looking. Well,
the whole reason this episode's come up is because I'm on X or Twitter or the fuck you want to call it.
Right, whatever.
It kept up with it's this Aquilion, Zardon. And I'm what the hell? Is this like AI crap? And I'm like looking at it, I'm like, oh crap, this is actually real shit.
Yeah, it's proposed to be real shit. We're still at that stage, but they've got the money to do this and the ego. Well,
they have pretty ambitious ones here. I'm serious because they've actually, we're going to go through a couple. There's supposedly 16 different economic districts.
Yes.
So you have 16 different Harry Potter houses. Or 16 districts from the Hunger Games.
Right.
Your choice. Yeah. Your choice. Either Harry Potter or Hunger Games.
At the beginning, it's going to be Harry Potter.
Yeah.
By the end,
it's going to be.
By the end, it's, you know, Hunger Game tributes.
First one is Octagon. Not a threatening name at all.
Right.
Not Octagon, Oxagon.
Yeah.
This city is set to be the largest floating industrial complex in the world. Octagon will establish the first fully integrated port and supply chain ecosystem for NEOM. It will be built as an industrial city to showcase a radical new model for future manufacturing centers, one designed to help protect the environment while creating jobs and growth for NEOM. The plans is for it to be a net zero city, fully powered by clean energy, and will focus on seven sectors: sustainable energy, autonomous mobility, water innovation, sustainable food production, health and well-being, modern methods of construction and technology, a digital manufacturing, including telecom, space technology, and robotics. Oh, yeah. Great. The robots are going to be ruling the city within a month.
Right. Oh, Jesus.
Then you have Trojina. I'm serious. That's a fucking... Trojina is a new global... Will be a new global destination. Like I keep saying, it doesn't... I need to say will be.
Yeah.
Destination for mountain tourism. Set for completion by 2026. It will be the first major outdoor skiing destination in the six Gulf Cooperation Council nations and will host the 2029 Asian Winter Olympics. So they already got the Winter Olympics for 2029.
Yeah.
Located in Tubac, the kingdom's highest mountain range, the region's cooler climate makes the prospect of skiing possible in a country that is most closely associated with the desert. Split into six districts, the Gateway, Discover, Valley, Explore, Relax, and Fun, the new year-round tourist destination will feature attractions such as a ski village, luxury family and wellness resort, a wide range of retail stores and restaurants, in addition to sports activities including ski slope, water sports, and mountain biking, and a nature reserve.
Yeah.
But see, they at least got to get that part done by 2029.
That's going to be the easiest part. Because you don't have to build mountains. You know what I mean? You just have to build the complexes and housing and all that around it.
Mm-hmm.
The skiing is already built in. You know, I mean, that's already there.
But you got to build the snow.
Yes, well, it's mountains.
You got to remove the landmines.
Yeah, well, maybe. That's possible. That is possible.
Then you have Sindala. This was announced November 5th, 2022. Sindala is a luxury... This is actually done. Sindala is a luxury island destination in Neom. A seashore... Seahorse-shaped Sindala will be the first destination to open to tourists in the megacity. Spread over 840,000 square meters along the Red Sea, this luxury island destination will have a strong focus on conserving its surrounding natural beauty, most of which is untouched. It will be home to several upscale hotels, large yachting marina, as well as a beach club, wellness center, and luxury shopping outlets. Sindala will be home to GCC's first island golf course. Designed by Robert Trent Jones Jr., the nine-hole golf course will have 280-meter driving range, golf practice suites. It will also be home to an on-site sports club with training training school, Olympic-sized swimming pool, spa, and courts. Well, at least we can get our golf on.
All right. I'm good.
Where's the tennis court? I'm kind of mad they don't have a tennis court.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah. They don't. No, they don't. They don't say it in the brochure. Courts. What?
It said courts.
Where?
The very end.
Oh, it's that could be basketball courts.
No, not there.
Pickleball. That's the new. Have you ever played pickleball?
No. See, that didn't really exist when we were in school. Yeah. Like when my kids went through, they're like, "Oh, you guys play pickleball?" I'm like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
It's like it's like easy man's tennis, man. I guess.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I had never played.
They really liked it. I was like, "Yeah, we played fucking."
When
we
go camping, a lot of people play it now, and I'm like,
"Yeah, I know. It's
okay."
I don't know.
Looks like too much moving. I'd rather just drink beer.
It's a lot of moving.
Then you
Mario Tennis is a lot of moving for me, man. I'm not playing real tennis anymore. I did that when I was younger, not anymore.
Then you have Leisure. Sustainable tourist destination Leisure was announced late last year. The area begins at the coast of the Gulf of Aqaba and then winds inland to form a valley carved between 400-meter-high mountains. About 95% of Leisure will be preserved for nature, while the rest will combine ecological design and construction techniques to ensure the development blends into the landscape, according to the statement. There will be three hotels with 40 keys each. I don't understand what that means. So basically 40 room hotels.
Oh, yeah.
Offering 120 boutique rooms and suites. The first property will focus on active adventure as the design ascends the walls of the wadi like a staircase, folding into a cliff top and valley sides. The second property will sit at the heart of the wadi's largest oasis, while the third will be a wellness retreat with a reflective facade mirroring the surrounding valley walls. Fine dining, restaurants, rooftop infinity pool will also feature, while guests will have the opportunity to go on a guided wadi walks, mountain bike trails, and rock climbing adventures.
No.
Not up your alley?
No.
Maybe this one will be. How about Epicon? Epicon, is that what you said?
I think so, yeah.
Epicon. Epicon was another luxury coastal tourism destination with a residential offering announced last year. It will feature two towers, one 225 meters tall and the other one reaching 275 meters. This will be home to a premium 41-key hotel and luxury residence with 14 suites and apartments. A short distance from there will be Epicon Resorts with 120 rooms and 45 beach villas. In this area, there will be a beach club, spa, gym, library. Oh, good, they got a library.
Hmm.
Workspaces, pools, and lounges. How many people actually go to the library nowadays? Yeah. I know some of our listeners do.
Right, right. But
I do.
Yeah, most people. Yeah. I haven't even been in our library in probably 5 years.
Probably most least. People don't know what the Dewey Decimal System is.
Right. Don't you know the Dewey Decimal System?
There'll be pools and lounges amid the surrounding natural environments, activities. Water sports will be on offer. An array of restaurants will also be built.
Of course.
Then you have Sir Anna, located in the Gulf of Aqaba, coastline, hexagon-shaped luxury hotel. Sir Anna will be home to 65 rooms as well as 35 exclusive residents, like hexagonal pillars rising from the water. The futuristic home promises to offer uninterrupted views of the Red Sea, while the tiered design will offer different perspectives. Access to the hotel will be via boats, where guests will sail through natural rock formations before reaching the entrance of the property. A beach club, spa, state-of-the-art wellness facilities will be part of the offering. Guests will also be able to enjoy winding discovery trails on foot or horseback to explore where the sea and mountain and wadi meet. A range of dining and entertainment options will be offered. Architect will pay homage to the heritage of the local area and also blend into the adjoining mountains and wadi.
I don't know, man.
Come on, this is like a prime place we need to go. Right. You need to get some.
It's going to be neat. I mean, if they ever get all of it done, I mean, it's going to look really cool.
Yeah, but unattainable.
No.
Then you have Utamo. Utamo aims at being an immersive venue for art and entertainment, cocooned in a mountain along the coastline. The plan is for guests to arrive via extended garden promenade featuring more than 50 species of shrubs, herbs, and flowers before reaching the Grand Hall. I don't think I got the right herbs. Maybe. It will include a multi-purpose performance space, VIP lounges, and signature restaurants. So they got Dave and Buster's there?
Is that McDonald's?
Yeah. There will be artistic installations, concerts, and more, all with the promises of enhancement by advanced audio-visual systems.
Ooh, fancy.
Then you have Norlana. This coastal resident area is set to be an active lifestyle community with a capacity of 3,000 inhabitants along 711 properties. Good thing they didn't say 9/11 properties, including the mansions and apartments and beach villas are integrated into surrounding mountains. There's also plans for a 120-berth marina that aims to be international hub for super yachts.
Or super subs, if you will.
Well, it gets to that. With a Yachty member club and water tech service available for residents and guests, an 18-hole golf course will sit between mountains and alongside an equestrian and polo center. Sailing and diving will be offered. Sports, health, and well-being will be one of the core of this community, as well as sustainability, with a particular focus on preserving local land and marine environments. Now, this is the one they're really pushing us, Aqualum.
Yeah.
That's the one you see a lot on Twitter.
Yeah, right now.
If you're on Twitter and you go, like, well, if you have any of mine, I'm like, I got really weird people I follow. And they're not weird, but I'm like, they ask what your interests are when you first get on it.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm ultra rich. I can go to this. Maybe I can just go work
That's
there.
That's your invite.
Yeah. Is it?
I think so.
Sweet. Aqualum announced January 10th, 2024. Aqualum will be accessed through an underwater canal. A luxury and a experiment. Oh, what the fuck is that word? I can't talk today.
What do we got here?
Experiential.
Experiential.
Okay, space. Thank you. That's the word. The E word space within the mountains. Aqualum promises cutting edge technology, avant garde architect, and futuristic living. Concealed from outside along the coastline, it will be hidden within a 450-meter high mountain range. To access Aqualum, villagers will embark on a journey that begins at what is being called the world's first floating marina. They will board a specially designed vessel to enter through a concealed underground tunnel. Once inside, the announcement says visitors will be treated to an exhilarating 100-meter-high vertical experience. With courtyard space stretching from water to the sky, it describes as a subterranean digitalized community with hotel accommodations, apartments, retail spaces, leisure, and entertainment zones. The space, called the Generator, will house research labs for disruptors, creative thinkers, while an international transit system facilitates easy access to upper floors, ascending to the rooftop garden with coastal view.
Yeah.
That is a scary one. That is the scariest one. That's like gives me super villain vibes.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely.
Oh, we have to go through this tunnel through my super secret submarine. Yeah,
the only way to get here is through this.
Yeah,
then it's also the only way you're going to get out.
Yeah, because you can't jump out the mountain.
Yeah,
does that ring true to other stuff we've talked about? Yeah. Where they like, yeah, it's just scary.
Yeah.
Then you have Zardon. That's the most science fiction you found. So,
oh, yeah, yeah. It's probably the most high concept of the area.
Zardon will be a luxury ecotourism destination in Neom. Yet another luxury ecotourism destination, Zardon aims to be an exclusive sanctuary resort created by blending contemporary design with nature. The coastline property will cover 4 square kilometers, host 4 signature buildings. The area will be filled with native plants and animals, stretching from mountains to the shore, boasting an experience center for the 360-degree observation deck. There will be 3 banquet halls with a total of 100 rooms and suites, each with different themes. Zardon will have plenty of opportunity for trekking, mountain biking, rock climbing, stargazing, meditation. Oh, God, yes, they have yoga.
Okay.
Guests will also be invited to join in educational programs on nature protection, conservation, and rewilding.
Uh-huh.
The sustainable strategy will also include the recreation of a series of oases to support diverse habitats.
I imagine there's going to be lots of areas and opportunities to be educated on, yeah, on how things work.
See, now this is Saudi Arabia, and I don't understand how they can get away with this. I don't mean it sound like that. It's just like, you know, people, who's going to be able to afford this? The only people they're catering to is going to be the ultra rich.
Oh, yeah.
The Bill Gates and Elon Musk and all that.
Yeah. Like I said, they're inviting everybody. It's a whole area and city of the future. They want everyone to be here and be able to live and see how wonderful things are. The downside you tend to forget, and this has been one of the criticisms on this, is how are you selling this to some of these people out here? You do understand Saudi Arabia is still a country that is
cuts your
very,
hands off, gets to cut ceiling.
Yeah, I mean they are very reluctant to bring women up into the modern era, allowing them to vote, any speaking out on anything. And nothing against Saudi Arabia, it is what it is. But you're trying to court all people from the world to come and be a part of this. When the part that terrifies me, this feels an awful lot like a Westworld type thing.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean? Like a lot of these, while it sounds like, oh, this is all open. No, it really is. They're all kind of gated.
Yeah, they're areas, all separated all from each other.
And once you're in there, you can't just like go wandering off.
No, you gotta stay in your area because there's actually
it is all of it is watched off is going to be.
Well, they all have certain symbols.
Yeah. to let you know which areas you're in.
Yep.
I guarantee there are going to be people. If for no other reason, there's going to be guards and patrols to quote keep people out who aren't supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But there again, it very quickly can turn into keeping people in. These are my fears of this. Some of the other critiques some people have had on this, because every one of them, you notice one of their selling points is like, oh, we're going to have this and show a way that we can do all this, you know, ecologically. And but yet you're tearing up all this shit using current technology to build these things, which is not ecologically sound. To show how ecologically sound you can make your city, that's been one of the big critiques a lot of people had. I myself couldn't care less. You do whatever you want, but it's kind of hypocritical to be like, yeah, yes, look at all this. Meanwhile, there's tens of thousands of fucking
and you figure
heavy machines you think, tearing look at things the apart.
Well, even when it gets done, the logistics of it.
Yeah,
where is all the sewage going to go?
Right.
Where is that going to go?
Yeah.
And they're right on the, it's all salt water. Where are they getting the fresh water from?
Because I know there's one of the areas I know they talk about, and I know they have some of that in the line, the city itself, is like these desalinization plants.
Yeah. But that's terrible.
But that's a whole lot of people.
Yeah.
To be dealing with. It just.
And I can't see somebody like Bill Gates, oh, geez, I got to fix my plumbing.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, like I said, the thing with this is they're building up this utopian idea that anybody can come here and be here. But the reality is you're still going to have workers doing all these other menial things.
Yeah.
Are they staying in these suites? No. I guarantee there is shit underground, basically. Hovels, like little fucking one-room apartment things. That's where the workers stay. That's where you get to stay.
It's like pictures.
There's
like,
your shopping store it's like over here.
I kind of picture something like on Coruscant, where you have all the big mega cities actually Fifth Element, more or less that.
Yeah.
Where you get all these beautiful places above the fog, and you go down below the fog. And,
yeah, that's where that's all the workers are.
That's all. He's a plumber. He lives down here.
Yeah, because you can't afford to be up there. Yeah, we need you here.
Yeah.
And we're going to pay you. But you're never going to be able to afford to be up here. You had better blend into the background when you're up here doing stuff, because you better not ruin these guys' time.
Yeah.
That's what I see. Yeah, it'll just be kind of like slummy little areas off in the ground. Because like I said, the simple logistics, I don't care how energy saving, whatever you have, there are still simple things that need to be fixed and taken care of.
Yeah.
Who's going to clean the streets? Who's going to clean the side? It's not going to stay clean. Nope. It's just, I mean, even
robots.
Though
that's why
not,
I have robots. Robots.
Even though you're not dealing with a tourist Disneyland type thing where there's just junk everywhere.
Oh, did you hear about that?
But Disney you're still going to have.
Speaking of Disney, did you hear about the Disney castle that burned down?
No.
Yeah, it burned down, dude.
Really? California? Disneyland?
What? I think so. One of them burned down. I was like.
I did not hear about that. Insurance? You needing a little money there, Mouse?
No, but also remember there's 16 districts. I couldn't find any information on three of them.
Yeah.
The Xehanort, Elena, and Ghidorah.
Yeah.
They haven't been let out yet. Them are the ones where it's like, this is the work camp, this is a sweatshop.
That's my thought on it. Yeah. It's like, oh, this is where the pissants fucking come to live when they're not, you know, replanting those little flowers that we put in here. That despite our saying that we can make them live, they can't live. So we just replace them every 3 weeks.
They even mentioned here, well, that Salaman, crown prince of Fjordi, he has this, like you're talking about, really need to put him in check. This is some of the visions he has for it.
Oh, yeah.
He has a vision for a city incorporate some technologies that do not currently exist, such as flying cars, robot maids, robot dinosaurs, and a giant artificial moon.
Yes. Yeah, those are his plans. And not like in you know, 300 years down the road kind of
like
longevity. We're looking at like, oh, maybe by like 2035 I should have that going. You know, it's like, no.
And he's a young guy, yeah, too. He's that old.
No, yeah, he's not one of the old Crown. Old royalty boys.
Yeah,
he's a new 58, guy. 63 years
the
old.
The ones that worry about, they want the lower license plate. The better.
Yeah.
And there has been, like, they are going to use surveillance there.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. They used designers of the line announced plans to use data as a currency. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Currency to manage and provide facilities such as power, wastewater, healthcare, transportation, security. It was said that data will also be collected from smartphones in residents, their home facial recognition cameras, multiple other sensors, according to Joseph Bradley, the chief executive of Neom Tech and Digital Company. Now, that name, Joseph Bradley, should sound really familiar.
It does.
He has ties to this little thing called BlackRock?
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it? Okay. The chief executive, the data suite will help developers feed the collection information to the city for further predicting and customizing every user's needs.
Yeah.
So basically, you're going to go to this 16-district Harry Potter house at first. Until they tell you it's Big Brother, then it turns into the Hunger Games.
Yeah, like I said, this to me is the scary part of it, because you are bringing in a lot of money, people.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just randomly pulling data off of all their shit.
The shit you can pull.
Oh, yeah. No, there's a whole lot of...
chicanery that can happen.
Yeah, it's a nice... easy way to blackmail people into getting what you want, keeping them there. Like I said, that's my biggest fear of this thing, especially considering the part of the world that it's being put in. It just reeks of bad things are going to go down here. You know,
see,
like it's going to be.
I can see this. I can literally see this happening. This city, the line being built. I can see it.
Yeah.
Because the Crown Prince, yes, he is kind of, it sounds like he's delusional with robot dinosaurs, which would be really cool.
Oh, right.
Robot maids. Depends on what they look like.
Right, maybe.
We'll see. What's that robot maids from Twins with what movie video game is that? What, they got the dump truck ass?
Whatever. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Then you got, well, if he can, it's like, you know, if all he has to do is say, hey, Xi Ping, China, I'll give you a cut. If you send me some labor, Jesus Christ, the fuckers in China can build anything.
Well, I would say he would have them in there and would then utilize the data they collect to get it out of them.
Yeah.
And that is
well,
really
the,
in the realm
the
of possibility.
Just the workforce and like, hey,
yeah.
I'll cut you in for 10%. You're just going to send 100,000 people over here. Empty out your prisons.
We found some of this stuff that could be very damaging on the world stage.
Yeah.
You know, if... I mean, let's be real. China uses slave labor still at this point, a lot of it. And it's not even really a secret.
It's just like
you really don't think
like,
they won't put them over there. You have a really gated off exclusive
country.
Community here yeah. with this. It's you can hide all kinds of bad
that's what they
things
don't. That's
it.
What they don't say. You got to dig for this. It's going to be its own country.
Yeah,
it
yeah,
will have its own laws.
Yeah, that is not, the whole end game.
Yeah, the end game. They already said that. You got to dig. Yeah. You got to dig around to find it. But it says, yeah, we're going to have our own laws, our own government, and everything. It's basically a linear city, a country.
Yeah, yeah. We're just chunking this out. And this is going to be mine.
Yeah,
basically,
it's what it is. They already said that it's gonna have its own laws. It's gonna declare itself as a country. It already has with the name it's using.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's
nothing. Nothing flaky is gonna happen there.
Right.
But you heard it here first. Nothing flaky is gonna happen.
Now, I would like to believe that he has this, albeit elevated idea, but it's nice that it would be if he was being honest with an altruistic idea of starting this place to be free for everybody to look at the things they want to do, make it, you know, whatever. I just don't see that being the actual case once you start dealing with it.
Quit being such a negative Nancy. Right, come on. Right. Don't quit being so pessimistic. Be optimistic. You know what? He's going to spread his wealth around and not try to get it back.
Yeah, no, he's absolutely doing it for the good of
especially when you have your so evil underwater ground lair for supervillains.
Right. Yeah, it just seems like just there's so much danger could go on with that. Like just
well, it's not danger because my whole thing is like all of a sudden this starts hitting news and like, oh, they're really making a lot of progress. I'm going to be looking out for what's going on to making this project go so much faster. So
yeah, right.
Who's investing in it?
Oh, yeah.
Once Bill Gates gets involved, the shit's going to hit the fan. Because I'm like, oh, shit, what's coming around the corner? Another pandemic?
Right.
Something helping?
Yeah, the asteroid hitting and flooding the country.
I'll start for this spot.
Well, even here in the U.S., all except for projected... I saw this recently. Projected... If something were to happen where there was a massive undertaking, something like a meteor or whatever, causing shit to rise, the water comes up. If you start putting maps of the parts of the U.S. that would be still non-submerged, they happen to match up with a lot of the land that Bill Gates has been buying.
You're doing crazy talk. I know, Marty. That's Marty, weird. Get your tinfoil hat off.
And I thought so, too, until I saw the maps on the top of each other. I was like, interesting.
Yeah.
That would explain why he's buying these weird random shit in, oh, here's a spot in Idaho. He bought a bunch of shit.
See, but
that's one of the areas that's going to be
I've seen under. The same map you're talking about.
Right.
But there is some stuff that's going to be flooded, because in Louisiana, I'm like, Georgia, that's... damn near even with sea level.
Oh, yeah. No, it doesn't take much
but water. Most of the major purses have been out in Nebraska, Idaho, up in
Montana.
Yep.
There's a lot of higher ground. Some areas like in Idaho that are going to be seafront property at that point if something like that were to happen.
It's not going
to
happen.
Just like,
why would Bill Gates know something like that was going to happen?
Right.
He reminds me so much of that scientist from Don't Look Up.
That reminds me so much of.
Every time I watch that movie, it's just like, that's Bill Gates.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Talking hilarious. To the primo robots and like, don't shake your daddy's hand. I'm like, that's Bill Gates.
But yeah, no, there's just, I don't know. This on paper, this seems like such a good city of the future kind of thing, good thing for humanity. But I look at the reality of it. Like I said, just the sheer numbers of what you're going to have as a working I will say working force.
Yeah.
Under the impression they will get paid. But it is a working force that is going to have to keep that running.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, no matter how ecologically friendly, I don't care how much solar you can put up to power these things, geothermal, somebody still is going to have to be working on those things. And I guarantee it's not rich people that they're bringing in there that are going to be going out and taking care of the solar panel when something goes wrong.
No.
You know, it's... It just lends itself, like I said, especially with that part of the world, it lends itself to an entire
culture
slave race.
Yeah.
Basically, it's no different than Metropolis.
There's
like
so
the
many
old Metropolis film.
Actually remaking that.
Yeah, I'd heard that. But
Adam Driver's in it.
This is going to be your worker cast, and that is what they do. They are down here in the grime, taking care of all the things so you can live your life of leisure. Which is great for the 30,000 people that are living their life of leisure. Not so much for the 500,000 that it requires to keep them going. Nope. And may or may not be getting paid. You know, there's just so much.
Well, there's already been reports of
bad dystopian things. Well,
there's already been reports like it's a very toxic work environment for the people he hires because he's like, he's pushing them 24 hours a day, 10 days a week. We need to get this going. He's pushing, and he's paying good money, and it's like people are pushing, but
right.
Eventually, I'm just scared if they do get it built, because if they really start pushing and it does get built, that's my whole fear of it. They build it all of a sudden, like Bill Gates, whatever, says, yeah, I got a new apartment in Yome.
Yep.
Ah, shit. We're screwed.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. I just don't.
Okay. Hey,
click. It just screams a billionaire wonderland hideaway from
Jeffrey Epstein,
all the other bullshit in the world. You know, a lot of this is really being designed. Like I said, there's going to be massive guard units patrolling all of this area, its own military force, in essence.
Drones with surface air missiles.
Yeah. I mean, in guarding this. And like I said, it seems like it'd be a good place that people would want to go if the shit hit the world. And you don't think that they're going to keep that out. Like I said, there's part of me that always is like, this is part of the plan. This is one of the places where they're going to go.
And they're not even hiding it anymore.
No.
If this is part of the plan, they're not even hiding. They're asking for Tom, Dick, and Harry, hey, invest your $50. You might get a shot.
Right, yeah. Oh, yeah, we're gonna be...
$50, you're getting an application for a job.
Right, it'll be like a snowpiercer, you know? Yeah. Like you're on the shit end of the train, fucking take care of all the garbage. But we let you on, we're letting you live here while everything else has gone to shit.
Yep.
You should be thankful that we're letting you do this.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just kind of the overall feel I have of this and what it will turn into.
We're an awesome judge of character, you know.
Yeah, right. Well, and... Even without, it would become very easy for those in charge of that to start controlling the flow of information that comes in there. Like I said, you start getting into almost an end of times cult feel kind of thing that could be easily done with that, where it's like,
it's really easy.
All this shit's gone bad out here. You need to stay here.
Yeah.
And now you have a captive group of people.
For example, the short stories, Wool.
Oh, yeah.
Wool is the same thing. It's the same principle. Don't go outside, but they give people hope to go outside.
Yeah.
Wool is a really good short story. There's like three of them. I got the book set.
Yep.
And it's on Apple, I think, had it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Haven't watched it because I don't have Apple. It's called Silo, but it's based
the
series, on the short.
Yeah, it's on off Wool. The book, Wool.
Yeah. No, it's just like, also, too, you got to think, they're gonna, like, they got whole total control. They can start pulling stuff off cell phones.
Oh,
yeah. They got total control. Once they start pulling your information, not to blackmail you, they can, if they can pull it, they can allow what goes into it.
Oh, yeah. China and North Korea do this all the time. Their versions of Facebook are not anything like what we have because all of it is edited out.
What?
You cannot get into any of this stuff.
So
it's
all
educational.
Okay. I need to clarify here. So you're saying they don't have podcasts the same as ours?
Well, some get picked up illegally. Yeah, they're very...
That means they're illegally listening to us in North Korea?
They might be, yeah, if we've got some there. but yeah, no, it's they monitor and change. Like I said, their Twitter is nothing like what we have over here because so much of it is not allowed. So it's like, oh, here's stuff telling you all about how great the great leader is. That's what all these videos are.
And how
enjoy.
He went on, and how
and
he went
here's
on,
some cat videos. You know,
and how he went on vacation to the sun and they planted the flag.
Yeah. That's just
this is
with the technology we have now. This is not so much sci-fi as it is a
practical,
honest to God reality of what they could do to control this rich population that they are going to bring in there.
Well, I don't think they could control. Yeah, I guess.
Now, the very, very rich who are involved with the beginnings of it and the
they'll
backing,
be the controlling.
Oh,
factor.
Yeah. It'll be like Logan's Run, where they have a group of old elders who are actually controlling all the shit. And same kind
and
of
again,
thing.
And again, I'm sorry, folks. Whenever Marty mentions the movie, they're going to remake Logan's Run.
I'm glad, and I hope they make it better.
Yeah.
But
what?
Yeah.
What?
It's so much better than the book. The book is so much better.
I know.
Oh my god. But yeah, no, it's. I could easily see them do it. Like I said, you're going to have your ultra rich who are investors in this will be kind of a council of founding fathers that the rules do not apply to. They will still come and go as they please. They will know what's going on. But you have the others who are even like, say, the nouveau rich that have recently become rich and like to show off being rich. This is an absolute cock dangle for these guys to be like, oh, yeah, we got into this place. And they also tend to be easily manipulated by these kind of things. And they will milk them for all their money until, oh, you can't afford it. But if you wanted to stay here working on stuff, we could keep you here. But, yeah, no, I mean, I could easily see that going multiple ways.
Yeah.
And none of them are really good.
No.
They're, but it's like Dr. Strange is like, oh, I found one that this is going to work out. Otherwise, all the other
But we got to stop being pessimistic. This is a good idea. But nothing bad's going to happen. Let's be honest.
All right, I'm not a pessimist. I am a realist. That's how this works. It's not pessimistic. It's just a realistic look of how things tend to go when humans are
involved. So which Harry Potter? They need that. They got the weird symbols here. They need to put like a Harry Potter house, like dragon, griffin, shit like that.
Right,
they need to do that instead of like, this is a symbol for wheat, you work in food. I'm like, come on, come up with something original.
Something interesting, man.
Like a chimera or something.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Gin. I'm like, ooh, you work in the, you're a gin, you work in the entertainment business.
Yeah, right. Look at that. See, you've got the Gorgon head. Look at that. Yeah, no, you pick rocks. That's what you do. You pick rocks.
You work at the garbage department.
Here you go. You're Medusa's trash.
We should, who do we know that's kind of artsy? We know somebody that's artsy? Pretty sure you do.
Yeah.
We should have him do that. It's like, all right, get 16 houses, and we should have him draw something up. Say, this is our 16 houses we want for this.
Hell yeah.
And we'll put it on the Instagram.
Hell yeah.
16 houses is Neome.
Here's the new symbols for the areas of Neome.
Then we can turn around, sue the first prince when he takes a fire idea.
Right.
Copyright infringement.
Yeah, I don't think we'd even stand a chance at that point. Yeah. He's got more lawyers he's thrown away than we have ability to get. You know what I mean? He's probably had more lawyers beheaded than we can hire.
No, but I kind of agree with you. Once, the scary thing is, like I've said this several times already, if they really start pushing for this and they get to the news, they're making big headway.
Yeah.
Shit's going to hit the fan.
Oh, yeah.
There's something why, because rich people don't get rich by spending money.
No.
They get rich by investing it.
Right. Yeah, they don't.
So they're
don't
investing in this. They know they're going to get money out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Or some form of power.
Yep, something is there's definitely
either,
a bigger payoff.
Either money, power, or security. They're the three things they want.
Yep.
So you got to figure if they're investing in this, all of a sudden they're getting one of those three things.
Right. No, that's absolutely true. Yeah, because they don't do it. Typically, ultra rich do not give out money altruistically just to do nice things. They will just to get some social credit.
Yep.
But really, it's kind of a drop in the bucket to the money they have.
Yep.
It's like, oh, we put $50,000 to Habitat for Humanity. Fucking really?
That's how much you spend on gas in your Mercedes-Benz in a week.
That's less money than you spent last month on your fucking airline fuel. Yeah. You know,
but they do it
for social cred. And anything else that they're putting serious money into, they're getting something out of it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's either favors in the future, a big dump of money in a near future for that little bit of investment. Or something that is going to, like you said, secure them something.
Yep.
Safety, whatever. A voice somewhere that maybe they normally wouldn't have a
country.
Voice. Yeah.
They're already talking about it's going to be a non-extradition country.
Oh, yeah, I imagine. With the kind of people that are probably going to be bringing money.
Yeah.
That's definitely needed. Well, let's be real. Yeah, no, it's, like I said, on paper, it's really, and they do have the video out there, the last promo video they did of it. It's fucking wild. Like, it is this crazy.
Is it kind of like the birthing baby sin thing with that video I showed you?
Some of that. Yeah. But there's some parts where, like, this mountain, there's like fucking lasers coming out of it. It's like, oh, fuck, is Godzilla coming up next? And yeah, no, it's like this just.
Robot dinosaurs.
Yeah. It's Mecha Godzilla's here. they've got Mecha Godzilla to protect from real Godzilla who's coming.
There
to crash.
We go.
That's but yeah, no, it's pretty wild. They put a lot of time into like really sci-fying this thing up to kind of promo it. And then it's one of those where like there's this female who does the voiceover and talking it up on doing this video for them. And it's one of those like, oh, is she invited? No, I imagine she's like most of the people that are working here. They're getting their money and then getting the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
You know, it's give me my check. Okay, I did my job. I got to go. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be anywhere near this, but I will take your money.
So you got our opinions on it. What do you guys think about this? Hit us up on Instagram and what you think about this whole Neo project, especially right. You, General, because I'm amazed you haven't even mentioned anything about this.
Yeah.
So we got to talk to you, in General, like, on April 1st, I think.
Yeah, early on April that week. Yeah. I'm going to say it was Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll be seeing him then. We'll talk to you at least.
That'll be,
all right, so have you got any other wonderful things to say about this? Quit being pessimistic or realistic.
No, I'm
live sure in your fantasy land like all these other altruist people.
I'm sure it'll be wonderful with their hanging gardens that they're planting and all this, the flying cars. Yeah, it's going to be something else. It's going to be great. It's all not right. Delusional madman shit at all.
All right, have you got anything else?
No. I'm just going to kick my dog a while.
All right, talk to you guys later. Bye.